So remember now, guys, women are oppressed, right? They're oppressed. I am in the parking lot. I'm on this main strip here of like this little outdoor strip mall shopping thing. And I can get away with this because it's, what is it? It's 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. So nobody's here yet. So I can drive nice and slow. All right, so we're starting off. The first store, we got a Lens Crafters. Lens Crafters glasses, that's anyone. All right, then we got some empty storefronts here. We got an AT&T store. All right, everybody's got a cell phone. That's everyone. All right, then we got See's Candies. Oh, they're hiring. They got pictures of the people they hire. Fat women, apparently. Anyway, candy. Who is candy for? Women. All right, then we got a place that's out of business. Then we got the Children's Place. So that's a store where you spend a bunch of money on children's shit. Okay, who is that for? That's for women. They have puffer jackets for $19.99. I don't know what a puffer jacket is. Okay, now we have Medicine Bow Furnishings. All right, I'm looking through the window. I see a bunch of really ugly furniture made out of fake wood and cowboy boots. Who is that for? That's for women. Now we have something called Justice. Oh, it's out of business. But I don't know what this is, but I can tell from the font, which is like a childlike font written in pink. Dude, just go the fuck around me, idiot. There's a car like sitting behind me waiting. Like, go the fuck around, moron. So anyway, and then there's a little blue heart on top of the eye. So that's like obviously for women. Okay, then we got White House Black Market, which is a women's clothing store. Okay, so that's obviously, that's for women. Like this person is still like sitting behind me, just like waiting for me to go somewhere. All right, now we have Eddie's Bower, which is that fall. Okay, so this is women's clothing. So that's that. Dude, you can go around, you fucking idiot. You have a Jeep. You have a Jeep Patriot. Drive the fuck around me, you retard. God damn, people are stupid. They had tinted windows, so I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. I will bet $20 as a fucking fat woman with a muzzle on her face. Okay, so we got a women's clothing store. That's for women. I can't drive and keep tally of all this, so you guys need to keep tally. God, that's fucking huge. So we keep going. Here's something that's empty. All right, here we got a Joe S.A. Bank. Is this like a real bank or is this? No. Oh, it's clothes. So it's called Joe S.A. Bank Clothiers. All right, so that's women's clothing. And let me pull up. We got Signature Designs. All right, that's that. I can't tell what that is from the shit in the window. It looks like maybe bad furniture. Okay, so that's for women. Now remember, guys, women are oppressed. In our society, we don't provide enough things for women. There's just not enough attention and opportunity for women. Now, this place is fucking giant, and this is a children's toy store. This is called Something Bear Workshop. Build a Bear Workshop. I wonder who that's for. That would be for women. Here we got the Bent Fork Grill. So food. Who is food for? That's for women. All right, K Jewelers. I wonder if K Jewelers is for men or for women. I bet that's for women. Here we got Pacciuti or whatever. Italian Gelatino. That's definitely for women. Sunglasses Hut. That's for women. Men buy cheap sunglasses. Here we got Aerospace Stale something, 50 to 70% off the entire store. There's pictures of people wearing muzzles that say vote on them. I'm looking through the window. That looks like women's clothing. By that, we got another CJ Banks, more women's clothing. So there's another. Then we have Zales Jewelry. I wonder if that's for men or for women. Now we have Helzerberg Diamonds. Jewelry store, is that for men or for women? Now we have Motherhood Maternity. Okay, I wonder if that store is for men or for women. It got to be terrible being a woman, being all oppressed and everything. Oh, yeah, famous footwear. Okay, we could argue that's for men and for women. All right. Now come down here. We got Macy's. Wonder who Macy's is for. All right, we got Claire's. That is a... I'm too far away to look through the window. Oh, I see. Yep, Claire's. Okay, that's women's clothes. That's for women. We got Spencer's. That's just shit for everybody that no one ever needs. Then we got a Zoomies, which is technically for men and for women. Claire's. All right. Then we got Buckle. What is Buckle? Quality comfort Buckle. Looking through the window. That's women's clothes. Okay, so that's for women. We got PacSun. That is that's women's clothing. That's for women. We got Airy. Oh my God, we are Airy Real. Power, positivity, no retouching. That's women's clothing. We have Serafona. That's women's makeup. Wow, man, women are so oppressed. There's just no opportunities for women to go out and purchase materialistic things with other people. Then we have Victoria's Secret. So I just figured this out after all these years of making fun of pink. So apparently pink is a Victoria's Secret thing, because here there's a little store called Pink, Victoria's Secret. All right, so then we got Express Men. Oh, a men's clothing store. Wow, finally, someplace men could spend money. Then there's Express Women. That's for women. Then we have Bath and Body Works. I wonder who that's for. Oh yeah, women. Then we have American Eagle Outfitters. Well, they actually have men's clothing in the window. That looks like, okay, that's men and women's clothing. Then we have Dick's Sporting Goods with two unattractive women walking out front. Isn't Dick's Sporting Goods the one that stopped selling guns because they're libtards or some shit? So anyway, Dick's Sporting Goods, which we could argue is for men and for women, because women like to pretend they can play sports, but they can't. Okay, then we have Oakley. Wait, didn't we already have an Oakley, or was that a different sunglasses place? All right, so we got Oakley. No, Oakley. What the hell? I don't even know what Oakley is. I see men's sportswear. Okay, so maybe that's a men slash women. Then we got the Bottled Olive that sells olive oil and vinegar. Okay, that's for women. Then we have Soma. Didn't we have a Soma on the other side? Women's clothing. Okay, then we have Yankee Candle. That's for women. Then we have Sleep Number. All right, that could be for everybody. That's a bed. Then we have the Hallmark Store. I wonder who the Hallmark Store is for. Then we have a fat woman crossing the street wearing a muzzle. Then we have Clark's, which is shoes, mostly for women. Then we have Torrid. Torrid is a woman's shoe store. That's for women. We have Massage Heights Body and Face. That's where the fat woman is going. That's for women. Then we have Chico's, which is a woman's clothing store. That would be for women. Gosh, you women are so oppressed. You know, the economy and civilization just doesn't cater to you enough, does it? Then we have Talbot's, which is women's clothing. And then we have J. Jill, women's clothing. We have The Loft, women's clothing. We have Francesca's. Take a wild guess what they sell. Women's clothing. Jesus Christ. We have another Christopher and Bank. Women's clothing. Then we have Niche Design House, which is ugly furniture. That's for women. Then we have Xfinity, which is cable television, which is for women. And finally, we have a guy with a leaf blower making noise and sending particles in the air, even though we're scared of Wuhan. And we have a fucking Barnes & Nobles, an actual real physical bookstore with a coffee shop in it, a Starbucks in it, because that's for women. You poor, poor girls. You're so oppressed. You're so downtrodden, so oppressed, so ignored by society, so marginalized. You know, there's so few opportunities for you to go out there and spend money. Ah, you're so fucking oppressed.